Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight. Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, 6/18, June 18th. Topping the news this morning, there are three witnesses from West Memphis involved in the Georgia case at Wendy's, where a white police officer is now charged with felony murder in the death of Rayshard Brooks, who was black. Dozens and dozens of police officers in the city of Atlanta, suddenly with the blue flu, calling out sick in protest on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. Is this an overcharge? We will read your comments coming up. Here in Memphis, more revelations involving MICA. We have that update for you. And folks also in Memphis here pushing back on the new mask ordinance. But first, your Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Memphis. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm Cole Putnam, and I'm graduating from First Assembly Christian School. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
These officers will not be found guilty.
That is Ted Williams, former Washington, D.C., homicide detective, someone who knows lots and lots about law and order. Good morning, everyone. I'm Robin Walensky, broadcasting live for you from the Brim's Snack Food Studio. And we are in uncharted waters here this morning. What happened in Atlanta at the Wendy's could very easily happen here in Memphis. You have a man who was asleep at the wheel, drunk in his car. It's 10:30 at night. You're trying to pick up your hamburger in the drive-through line. Beep, 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 beep. You're trying to wake this guy up and move him because you can't get your fries. So what do? Some of these people thought he was dead. They call 911. Two police officers arrive at that scene and try to wake him up. Takes over a minute. He admits he had some margaritas or daiquiri and a half, whatever. They give him a sobriety test. By the book, this guy's wasted. They go to arrest him because clearly he can't drive a car. And that's when all bets are off. And Rayshard Brooks, a black man, instead of putting his hands behind his back and into the cuffs, he tackles the two white officers. There is a struggle on the ground. And Rayshard Brooks grabs the taser and takes off. The rest of the story goes that he turns around. He tries to tase the officer who runs into a red car. And then the officer shoots at him three times, two bullets hitting him in the back. And Rayshard Brooks later dies. The breaking news is that the prosecutor in Atlanta has now charged that white officer with 11 counts, including felony murder. And last night in the city of Atlanta, when people were calling 911, there were big delays because dozens of officers walked off the job in protest. Is this an overcharge? We heard this morning at the top of six from a retired Dallas police officer, Dave in Dallas, listening on Mighty990.com, who says that Rayshard Brooks turned into a felon the second he started to fight the cops resisting arrest and taking the taser. 901-260-5926. Joining me right now at 7:05 on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line is a very good friend of this show, Mike Williams behind the badge. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Robin?
Wow. Well, you and I were texting each other last night at around 11, midnight, whatever, and this was going back and forth. I can't think of a better guest to have on to comment on this situation, because this is a powder keg, and this could happen right here in the city of Memphis easily.
Yes, it could, and there was a lot of chatter also going on amongst the officers in the city of Memphis. We have a members-only page, and they were definitely discussing it because, you know, a lot of these officers have connections, and we saw that the prosecutor actually jumped the gun, probably because of the environment and atmosphere in Atlanta. GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, had not even completed the investigation, and the prosecutor decided to go ahead and place those charges. Now, is it because they want to give the impression that they're reacting? But what about due process? You know, and then, you know, my wife and I sit down and watch the video, the entire video. I guess it was from the Wendy's or some business. And you're right, everything went fine all the way up until the point to where they tried to handcuff him. And you could tell that the individual was inebriated. He didn't know where he was. He kept asking to leave. He didn't know that he had driven over the concrete in the parking lot. This is an overreach. And as much as I hate it, it may be more detrimental than it is good for the city of Atlanta, because if, in fact, this individual is found not guilty, then they're going to say that, once again, there was a cover-up. However, you know, they're asking now, even though the charges were presented, they're still saying, that's not enough. That's not enough. We want him to be convicted. Well, hold up, stop. Whatever happened to due process in this country? And the prosecutor even pointed out the fact that Mr. Brooks had shot the taser at the officer, and it showed on the photo where the prongs were right above the officer's head.
Right. So he aimed at his head. He aimed at his head. You clearly see that on the video. Yeah.
And what about this, Robin? It was either last week or 2 weeks ago when the officers pulled the young people out of the car and they used the taser on them at that particular time. It was either the mayor or the prosecutor stated that it was deadly force. So now they're saying that the use of a taser is not deadly force. So, you know, if he has a good
defense attorney,
yeah, you know, it's whatever the flavor of the day is, I guess. And that's not how the judicial system is. So therefore, I hate it. I hate the fact that Mr. Brooks is deceased. I hate the fact that this country is going so far aloof, but now we're just kind of, or the government officials are just trying to, I guess, either save their cities or do things to appease people. But at the same token, it may be doing more harm than good.
Mighty 990 News Time is 7:08, and we are speaking with excuse me as I clear my throat, Mike Williams from Behind the Badge, KWAM Weekend. Mike, what really interests me is, we're going to get into this, what some of the officers, because you're on all those private websites, and I want to let our audience in on the behind the scenes of what the officers are, police officers are saying. But here's what scares me in the city of Memphis. We could easily have a situation where you're at a crime scene and you've been there because you've been on the job, you've lived this life for 20 years, and you give the sobriety test just like they did at the Wendy's, and then it's everything's calm and peaceful and everybody's talking up a storm, and officer, I had the daiquiri and a half and the margarita and whatever, and sorry that I'm drunk, okay. And then the next thing you know, once you go to arrest somebody, they start to fight you. And that's when it turns bad. And now we're in a situation with officers who are protesting this and walking off the job with the blue flu, you know. Mm-hmm. And what scares me here in the city of Memphis is we wake up today and start our day and, you know, take care of our children and our elderly, and we've got coronavirus and going to visit grandma and grandpa in the nursing home and all going to this grocery store and just doing all of our basic tasks in a day. Going to work, you know, you have somebody with road rage at the red light that looks at you funny. I mean, are police officers going to do what they are trained to do? Are we going to have no law and no order because of this? Because a cop is going to think, a police officer is going to think in their mind, you know what? I'm not going to pull out the taser. I'm not going to pull my weapon if it's required. I'm just going to stand there. I'm going to show up and sit in my car. Because you're really, what's really happening here in my world of being a crime reporter for 30 years, you are really handcuffing the police is what's happening.
And that is exactly correct. It's like danged if you do and danged if you don't, you know. I don't think the citizens, I think they're finally, because of the advent of body cameras, and, you know, you ask for these body cameras, so you got them. But what you also get is the harsh reality of the depth of what policing is really all about. Because you do have a lot of individuals that resist or fight or try to attack police officers. And it's, how do you want these officers to respond? I will tell you that I've already heard of an incident here in the city of Memphis where there was a possible call of armed parties that were pointing weapons at citizens. And the officers go into the area and they start scouring the area. And let's say they find these guys. Now it's a matter, and it's three young black males, probably 14, 15, and 16 years old. Now these officers got to think real quick, because what if they confront these guys and they get into a shootout in this current environment? Now these individuals, these young youths, were possibly pointing weapons at elderly people. And it was elderly people that called. So these officers go into this area, and let's say they see these guys, and they confront these guys, and they get into a shootout. And they kill one of these 14, 15, 16-year-olds because, see, they've been empowered right now. And they feel as though they can do what they want to do. But they also have to stop and think and say, man, if I get into it with one of these guys and I have to shoot this guy, or even if I have to body slam him or treat him in a manner as a criminal because he's an armed party and he's pointing weapons at elderly people, he's breaking the law, how is that going to look when it comes out on the body camera, or they tell their parents, or somebody gets wind that the police apprehended these three young individuals?
Right.
They had to stop and really think about that. So it's a dangerous situation, because it's dangerous for the innocent citizens, because you have police overthinking and they may not want to react. And it's also dangerous for the police, because now you have them second guessing themselves. So a lot of officers are starting to say, and I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it.
It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. It's such a sad commentary. I will leave you, Mike.
Yes, it is.
Mike, I want to leave you with this point, because it's very important for our Memphis audience to know that the prosecutor in this case, and we have about 30 seconds here left before I have to go to a hard break, Mike, but the prosecutor, his name is Paul Howard.
Yes.
This guy is, unfortunately, by all accounts, if you look at the case from 35,000 feet, like the big picture, right, from up in the air,
this
guy is riddled in controversy and trying to make a name for himself. He's up for re-election, right? He's in a hotly contested race. He's under investigation, state investigation, for pocketing money.
A lot of money came up missing.
Right. And I don't know if it's true or not. Again, in my little world, innocent until proven guilty. I'm not saying he did anything. innocent until proven guilty. There's been no court of law a case on him yet, but it's an allegation. And I think, you know, it was raised earlier in the first hour that this could be a Nifong, Prosecutor Nifong case, like it was in the Duke LaCrosse, where you had an overzealous prosecutor trying to make a name for himself. And the case, as it did in Duke LaCrosse, where the three frat boys were accused of raping a prostitute in a bathroom the size of a airline bathroom. And I covered that case and was on the ground there, and it just didn't happen. And the case fell apart, and so did he. And you can very easily see how that scenario, and I'm not saying it's going to fall apart, but it could.
Yes, yes. From my initial analysis of the case, I kind of thought, hey, man, this looks bad. If it was me, I might have handled it a little bit differently, but they did not, in my opinion.
How so? Mike, let me interrupt you. How so? How would you have handled it differently? I want to pick up on that.
Well, you know, everybody handles things differently. All officers do. I would have probably did it a little bit differently. I'm one to handcuff people prior to me taking any actions. A lot of times I'll say, I'm going to put these cuffs on you just for your safety and mine. So we're going to find out where we are from the beginning, because I don't like people running around without handcuffs. That's just the thing of mine.
Right. In other words, you can have Mike the fire. You can have the little fireside chat about how many margaritas and daiquiris you, you drank after the cuffs are on. I like that point. That's a very good point, Mike.
He was walking around too much for me. He would get out of his car. The officer kept telling him, get back in your car. The officer would have to get out of his car to get him back into his car. And I could tell from the onslaught something was a little bit amiss or askew with this guy. So I don't like people just walking around. But like I say, people handle cases differently. But what I was going to say is, even though we may have handled it a little bit differently, once the fight started and he actually fired the taser at the individual, then, you know, people ask me, would you have shot him? I probably would have. You know, I probably would have done what I needed to do. Because and then the other thing is, everybody's sitting back trying to Monday morning quarterback when they got all the time in the world. They can do these big old blow up photos and they can check this and they can check that. But if you look at the video, all of this happened in a matter of seconds. And that's the thing that, you know, individuals have to realize. You don't have time to think, you know, this is somebody's father. Because if you look at, they treated this gentleman with all courtesy prior to the fight happening, you know. And I'm hoping, and I don't know, because what's also going to be kind of hard for them is, I think the prosecutor also alluded to, after the fact that they had shot him, that one of the individuals kicked him and one of the individuals stood on him. I didn't see that personally, but I think that if that is in fact the case, that's going to be a hard pill to swallow as well. But everything else that I saw, I didn't see them operating outside the scope of probably what should have happened.
Mike Williams, thank you so much. Behind the Badge, you have an excellent program here on the Mighty 990, and you are one popular guy. Everybody is texting you and texting me about our interviews here and our time together here on Wake Up Memphis, and they want to hear more of the two of us together. It's interesting because, you know, you're the law enforcement guy, and you've been out there on the mean streets of Memphis, and I've been, you know, an observer as a crime reporter for the last 30 years. I started my career in the Crown Heights riots 30 years ago in Brooklyn. And so I think that you and I come at this from a different perspective, but it is very interesting. And the listeners here at Wake Up absolutely love it and love you. So thank you for your service to our country and to our city. We'll have you back next week.
Well, thank you so much, Robin.
Of course. Have a great day. Mike Williams, everybody, Behind the Badge, just a fascinating person who has become a very fast friend of mine. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:19. Traffic and weather for you coming up next.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
Todd Starnes.
A lot of people back at Fox News in New York ask me, why in the world would you want to move back to Memphis? And I'm like, dude, that's where I'm from. The 901 is my hometown. This is where I grew up. Got sick on the roller coaster at Liberty Land. Got my tonsils out at La Bonner. Ate ribs at Leonard's. I was even a season ticket holder for the Memphis Express. Don't want to talk about that. I love this town. Good people with great hearts.
Todd Starnes, weekdays at 11 on the Mighty 990.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
You don't want to miss Mid-South Gardening Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Mighty 990. Listen in for expert advice on maintaining your garden all year long. Each week, landscaper Veda Vance, Premier Garden Center manager Kenneth Mabry, and retired nurseryman Jim Crowder bring you expert advice you can trust and answers you can depend on. From plant profiles to solutions for keeping your garden healthy, Mid-South Gardening has you covered. Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Mighty 990.
Burning police cars and buildings, looting small businesses. The liberal mob is attacking Nashville and other American cities. Conservative Bill Hagerty will stand with our brave police officers, enforce the rule of law, and crack down on left-wing radicals and Antifa terrorists. Hagerty is endorsed by President Trump and 22 Tennessee sheriffs. Here's Bill Hagerty.
The death of George Floyd was a tragedy, but Chaz, Antifa, and rioting have nothing to do with getting justice for Mr. Floyd's family. These left-wing radicals want to create chaos in America, and their looting of small businesses is making it harder for our economy to heal. As your senator, I'll support our police officers, and I'll stand with President Trump to restore order to our cities and get Americans back to work.
Endorsed by President Trump and Tennessee law enforcement, Bill Hagerty is the law and order conservative.
I'm Bill Hagerty, candidate for United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Team Hagerty.
Candid Conversations with Dr. Rich is on the air every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Mighty 990 KWAM. And no topic is taboo.
You know, you have a problem. You have a man in your life, but you have a problem with your friend dating your ex, actually contemplating marriage, and you find yourself having a problem with that.
Candid Conversations with Dr. Rich, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Wake Up Memphis. We are broadcasting live for you from the Brim's Snack Food Studio. Mighty 990 News Time, 7:24, traffic and weather for you right now.
Traffic.
Good morning. Traffic's busy out here on the normal spots. 55 coming up through South Haven. Also on Bill Morris right now. That's picked up quite a bit out of Collierville. Coming down past Ridgeway there on Bill Morris getting on to 240 as they wrap up the paperwork in that earlier wreck at Kirby Parkway between Range Road and Shelby Drive. Hey, it's time to get that free estimate from the good folks at Bartlett's Nursery. Whether it's residential or commercial, it can help you with drainage, sodding, and so many other things. Call Sheila at Bartlett's Nursery, 382-2521. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
What's the weather like today?
What's the weather like today?
What's the weather like today?
Weather now.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Temperatures continuing to climb. Under the sunshine, we'll see a high in the upper 80s today. Winds will be light. We warm into the low and mid-90s heading into the weekend with increasing rain chances. Cars, trucks, or vans, oil changes, tires to tune-ups. Visit Magnolia Tire Pros. They're in Horn Lake, Mississippi on Goodman Road West. I'm News Channel 3 weather expert Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
And right now, 68 degrees in Germantown, bright sunny skies. And right here at the Mighty 990, it's 71 and sunny. The weather is just beautiful. If you can get outside and take a nice, healthy walk today, oh, so good for the mind, right? And also, Jim Crowder from Mid-South Gardening, his show, such a nice treat on Saturday mornings to just think about something else other than all this bad news of the day. On the Mighty 990 Facebook page, question of the day, is this an overcharge or an undercharge? In the Atlanta Wendy's case, where Rayshard Brooks, a black man losing his life after he gets into a struggle with two white police officers, the prosecutor over in Atlanta, charging that white officer with 11 counts. Anna checking in with us on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. This is all premature. Wait till the investigation is completed and we have all the information. Deborah checking in. This is clearly self-defense. Rayshard Brooks had the intent of killing the officer. He grabbed the taser thinking it was the gun. His intent was to shoot and kill. It is clear as day in the video. Jamie checking in on the Mighty 990 Facebook page, a big follower of Wake Up. Jamie writing us, I was on the fence until I saw the video of the officer kicking him after he was down. You know, Jamie, it's interesting. I have yet to see that video. That's the one video clip that I have yet to see. I've seen at least 3 to 5 different videos that have been circulating. I have yet to see the officer kicking him. If someone has that video, send it along. Robyn, R-O-B-Y-N, at kwamradio.com. Let's hear in cut number 4, from Fox News host Jesse Waters. He had a very interesting take on The 5 yesterday on this case. Cut number 4, Jesse Waters.
I think it's a political overcharge because the prosecutor's in a hotly contested runoff for re-election and he's under state investigation for pocketing 6 figures. It was supposed to go to the state to fight crime, and it went into his personal bank account. So that's what that's all about, but he's playing with fire. I mean, we're looking at a huge crime wave in the next decade because of this. This is the Ferguson effect on steroids. Police now, especially Atlanta, they'll pull back. They'll let the streets run wild.
That there, again, in cut number 4, was Jesse Waters from Fox News. And the prosecutor, his name, by the way, is Paul Howard. He's got lots of issues, folks. He's under state investigation in the state of Georgia for allegedly pocketing money. But what's scary about the Atlanta case is that this could very easily happen here in the city of Memphis. Are the Memphis police going to pull back in light of what they are seeing 4 or 5 hours down the road in Georgia? Is a huge crime wave coming to cities like Memphis, Chicago, New York, Georgia, Dallas? Are you a retired police officer and do not like what you see? 901-260-5926 is our number. We will be right back. We're going to hit the Memphis mask ordinance story. Coming up next, we have a doctor for you, Dr. Dahlia, live right after this break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. There's a church in Tennessee that prides itself on being multi-ethnic. I've decided not to name the congregation because I suspect what's happening there is happening in other church houses across the nation. The pastor shared an essay, 75 Things White People Can Do for Racial Justice. Equality includes you. Item 72 on the list said the following. For people you know who've been radicalized by Fox News and other nationalist media, who've been so pummeled with fear and hatred of the other that they become ISIS-like towards others, how can you and other family and friends guide them through the conversation to show them their actions are now in direct contrast with the values they feign to purport? So let's just cut to the chase. The pastor is basically telling the congregation, if you watch Fox News Channel, you're a fake Christian who has more in common with the Islamic radicals who flew jetliners into the buildings on 9/11. That doesn't sound very Christ-like to me. I'm Todd Starnes.
Is it true over a million people want to come to the president's first rally in Tulsa? We'll ask Katrina Pearson on the Next America First with me, Dr. G. Then John Solomon on his latest investigative bombshells from justthenews.com. Baron Boris on where is Joe Biden? And of course, our warrior princess from California, Jennifer Horn.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays at 2 on the Mighty 990.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim Snack Foods, family owned.
Hey folks, this is Ben Shapiro. The Ben Shapiro Show, I gotta say, I'm a fan. We bring you a lot of information, like more information than you're gonna get anywhere else. We bring you great, in-depth commentary, information, statistics, stuff you need to know for the water cooler debates. We'll also bring you the nation's best thinkers, from politicians to pundits, from the Trump administration to the congressional Democrats. We debate the most important issues of our time. You'll leave knowing more than you did when you tuned in. So join us on The Ben Shapiro Show.
Ben Shapiro, weeknights at 11 on the Mighty 990.
I've got to tell you guys about MyPillow. MyPillow has an incredible offer. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, the Rolls, Go Anywhere pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506. And if you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship free. That's right, free. Plus, you get a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Call 1-800-839-8506 or go to the Radio Listener's special page at MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
You don't want to miss Mid-South Gardening Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Mighty 990. Listen in for expert advice on maintaining your garden all year long. Each week, landscaper Veda Vance, Premier Garden Center manager Kenneth Mabry, and retired nurseryman Jim Crowder bring you expert advice you can trust and answers you can depend on. From plant profiles to solutions for keeping your garden healthy, Mid-South Gardening has you covered. Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Mighty 990.
Robin Walensky, Southern sensibilities with a Jersey attitude. Now back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
These officers will not be found guilty.
That is Ted Williams there, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective on Fox News, saying that the two white police officers in Atlanta will not be found guilty despite 11 counts, including felony murder, that the prosecutor just threw the book at the white police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks, a black man who was fast asleep drunk at the Wendy's and then resisted arrest, tackling both police officers, grabbing a taser, And that's when we have heard this morning from a retired Dallas police officer, Dave in Dallas, who says that's when Rayshard Brooks became a felon. 901-260-5926 is our number. We are hearing reports this morning that the blue flu is in play. The blue flu. That is when police officers call out sick in protest because they believe that this is an overcharge. Mighty 990 news time is 7:35. As we transition now to this mask situation, we have the Memphis City Council passing a mask ordinance by a vote of 9-4, requiring folks, the final vote hasn't taken place yet, but the ordinance is going to require folks to wear a mask. Is this an overreach? Can we have some self-responsibility here in the city? We turn on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line to a good friend of this program, Dr. Dahlia, out in Vegas. Good morning, Dr. D.
Good morning.
I am so excited to... Happy birthday, by the way. I saw on the Facebook
thank you.
The odometer ran up another number on you. Happens to the best
time.
Of us.
Yeah, boy, have I put on a lot of miles.
Well, you look terrific, Dr. Dahlia, an old friend of mine, but she is a medical expert, folks, and she actually has the letters MD after her name. So we turn to her when we want real advice. What are your thoughts, my friend, on folks here in Memphis wearing masks? We are only in phase two. The Shelby County Health Commissioner is not allowing businesses to open in the phase three. What are your thoughts, Dr. D?
Right. You know, so it's interesting. You know, a lot of these masks that people are wearing aren't real masks. You know, you saw a picture of somebody putting some underwear over their face. You know, people are trying to cover their mouths and nose with whatever they have. And, you know, many of these are not very medically sound. However, it does offer a barrier. And we saw, you know, I think it was in Missouri where there was there were two hairstylists who had COVID before they found out, exposed multiple clients, and not one of them got COVID because they claim, well, guess, you know, it looks like the masks work. And then another study came out looking at the USS Theodore Roosevelt and found that masks even were more protective than this social distancing or even hand washing. Now, I'm not ready to purport that, but it does provide a barrier. But here's my thing. Whether we think it's going to do anything or not, what's killing us is the phased shutdowns and the economy being closed and us not being able to get back to normal. So what I'm telling people is wear the mask because, you know, even if you don't think it's going to help that much, at least it allows businesses to reopen again and we could start seeing some normalcy.
Very interesting. And here on the Mighty 990 on Wake Up Memphis at 7:38, we're talking with Dr. Dahlia out of the Las Vegas area. Dr. Dahlia, as we head into the July 4th holiday, a lot of folks here in Memphis head to Alabama, to Gulf Shores. They go over to Pensacola, to Florida. People are staying in Airbnbs, hotels. They're gathering. If people who are having staycations in the backyard with hot dogs and hamburgers and first going over to the nursing homes, which have just reopened here in the Memphis area. Do you think that those events are safe? And what is the best protocol for folks traveling? You know, you stop at a gas station, you pick up a soda. What are your thoughts there?
So, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, the virus has resurged, you know, with spikes. I don't know if I want to call it second wave, but we're seeing a lot of people either get it a second time or it reactivates. So it's out there. And so, you know, if you're having a barbecue with your friends and family who you've kind of been in shutdown with this whole time, I don't see an issue. But going out to the bars, you know, hanging out with masses of other people, we will, you know, see more exposure. I love the coast. I love the beach. If you're pretty much, you know, kind of in your own little nucleus, you aren't really associating with too many others, I don't think, you know, outside activities are as worrisome. But we do start to get nervous when we start to go to restaurants or bars or clubs and things like that. And so if you're vulnerable, I would say still try and stay away from people, and because a lot of them might not be wearing their mask, or they might not be wearing a mask that works.
Now, you and I have a friend, a mutual friend, who has just recently come down with the coronavirus. And the only places she hasn't been anywhere, the only thing that is possible is that our mutual friend, you know, got it at the grocery store or possibly at a gas station. And here in Memphis, a lot of friends of mine have said, you know, when the, and I do this myself, when you go to pump the gas, you know, so many people have touched those buttons when you go to punch in your number and then the credit card. And then the handle. So what I do is I have gloves in the back of my car that I bought on Groupon. They sent me a box of 100 or 200. And I put a glove on, or I take a paper towel, Dr. Dahlia, and then I hold the gas line into my car with a paper towel and don't touch anything. And then I you know, use all the disinfectant in my car afterward. Is that good practice?
I think that's fantastic. I mean, it's interesting how we all got a crash course in microbiology the last few months. And, you know, trying not to directly touch a surface and using gloves and washing your hands afterwards is probably as, you know, as safe as you can. But, you know, what I'm wondering is, you know, a bunch of us might want to, you know, still consider getting antibody tests. I think we're all really so scared about getting it that it would be nice to know if we've already been exposed. Doesn't mean you can't get it again. But I think a lot of us, that has to be now our next move, because I'm not saying we could all relax and be out there, but I think there's a lot of panic. There's a lot of people now, you know, being overly cautious. And it might just help to know if we've already been exposed from last December or January or February.
Dr. Dahlia, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your expertise. Stay safe, and we will see you back here on Wake Up Memphis soon after the holiday.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, my friend. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:42. Right now on line one, we have caller Michelle from Pittsburgh, who is listening live on Mighty990.com. Michelle, welcome to the show. I understand you want to talk about the Atlanta officer being charged with 11 counts.
Yeah, I'm just upset by it. I saw the tapes, you know, as much as everybody else saw, and I feel like the DA overcharged, and I feel like he made a lot of speculations, like when he said the cop wasn't fearful. I mean, how can he say that? He wasn't there. He wasn't this guy. And to say things like he wasn't fearful, and to say he knew that the taser had been discharged twice, which he might have known that, but he didn't know exactly that was the taser being pointed at him. You know, he just knows that he's in pursuit of this guy, and the guy turns around and aims something at him. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think he made a lot of speculations, that DA, and I just felt like it was a big public show. And I hope calmer heads prevail, and that he's not brought up on all these charges.
You know, I will say this to you, Michelle, that your thinking is in line with the Mighty 990 Facebook page this morning, which is burning up over this, that people really think that this is a political overcharge. And this prosecutor, by the way, for folks here that are just joining us, the prosecutor in Atlanta is in a hotly contested race for reelection. Okay. And the mayor in Atlanta is also on a very short list to be Biden's VP pick. So I think, Michelle, that your thinking is in line, that perhaps this is all political rather than having the facts come out in a court of law and have some sort of investigation. The GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, didn't even know that the DA, the prosecutor, was even going to have a news conference yesterday.
And I just think it's terrible. Like, if you think, like, everybody has a neighbor or a friend or a cousin that's a cop, you know, just think about these guys, women too. They get up, they go to work, and, you know, I mean, from all the video reports that we see that, you know, they tried to do everything exactly right. They were respectful. You know, they weren't belligerent or bossy or authoritative, you know what I mean? And then it just went bad. We all saw it go bad, you know? So
do you worry, Michelle, in the next 30 seconds, because we're up against a hard break here, Michelle from Pittsburgh, are you worried about police pulling back in your city? Because I have to tell you, I am extremely worried about police pulling back here in the city of Memphis when they see, you know, the neighbors to the east, southeast in Atlanta. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you worried about a pullback in your city?
I wish they would. I mean, I'm telling my friends that are cops, don't go. You know, now, am I afraid of the anarchy that would follow? I mean, I haven't thought it that far through yet. I haven't. But as far as these guys going out there today and maybe ending up on murder because somebody, you know, decided to fight them and they shot them, I'm telling them to stay home. I'm telling them all to stay home.
Thank you so much for your call. Let's hit line number two. Doreen from Georgia joining us here on Wake Up Memphis at 7:45. Doreen, good morning and welcome to the show. Your thoughts?
Hey, good morning. I'm in support of the police staying home or calling in. It's very hard to do your job when you're doing everything right, you're following your training. And now you can be brought up on felony charges of murder and maybe face, execution. Yeah, it's better that they have families, too. And right now, I think they have to think of their families and their future. I mean, if this is what the future holds for them, to be brought up on charges, it's better for them to walk off the job.
Let me get your reaction to this, Doreen. On the Mighty 990 Facebook page, we have David checking in, who says that police need to walk off across the country in protest of what's going on in Georgia. How do you feel about that? Because, you know, the first person you call if you're in trouble is 911, Doreen.
Well, you have to understand, the nation as a whole backs the police, okay? But the only way you're going to send a statement is by the whole nation walking off the job. My husband used to be a truck driver. He's a retired truck driver. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that they used to use is to, you know, have a strike because the truckers of this nation kept the nation going. And the police are the same way. I say have a nationwide strike, walk off the job, send a message. I know it's going to get the attention of the people that really needs to get the attention. You know, it's the governors and the mayors that really need to be brought to attention on this one because the police have the backing of the nation. But it's going to be the governors who are voted into office, the mayors that are voted into office. The people will have to turn on them and vote in the right people that actually represent them and represent morality.
Amen to that, Doreen. We so appreciate you listening online on Mighty990.com. Doreen from Georgia, thank you so much for calling the show, and we hope to hear from you again. Our number, if you want to comment on this, do you think it's an overcharge or the prosecutor got it right in Georgia? Doreen certainly doesn't think so. 901-260-5926 is our number. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:48. We'll be right back with traffic and weather.
Hey, Memphis. It's Jesse Kelly, and you can hear my show, The Jesse Kelly Show, coming up next right here on the Mighty 990.
I'm Lou Dobbs. AT&T cutting employees, home buyers moving to suburban and rural areas. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. AT&T planning to cut about 3,400 technical and clerical jobs over the next few weeks. It's also closing over 250 AT&T Mobility and Cricket Wireless stores, affecting another 1,300 retail jobs. AT&T says the targeted job cuts reflect changes in consumer preferences from in-store to online buying. Realtor.com says homebuyers increasingly want to find houses in suburban or rural locations. In May, the website says home views grew 13% for suburban zip codes, nearly doubling the pace of growth in urban areas. The recent unrest in major cities may prompt home buyers to give rural locations a second look, as well as the China virus. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
So it's very friendly. You feel very welcomed here, very just loved. You step on campus and you can feel the Holy Spirit. Like, you know that God's in on this. You know He's moving through our faculty, through our administration, in our classrooms. You know that the Lord is here.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
Jesse Kelly.
This is not a phase. This isn't going to end when Donald Trump's gone. What you see now is the new normal. And guess what? You want to be on the right side of it. Because if they get it again, just like they did last time, brother, I promise you, they're going to use it, and they're going to use it on you.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Weekdays at 8 on the Mighty 990.
If you're a baby boomer here in the Mid-South area, this message is for you. We've designed a brand new radio show with you in mind. It's the Income Generation Radio Program, hosted by best-selling author and financial coach David J. Scranton. Each week, Dave will teach you retirement strategies that have worked year after year, decade after decade, in any kind of market. That's right, Dave Scranton will teach you these strategies. So join us Sunday mornings at 11 for the Income Generation Radio Program.
The June issue of the Best Times is packed with valuable and interesting information, like the article about the reopening of museums and other attractions around the city that have been closed due to the pandemic. Pick up your free copy of the Best Times at over 325 locations, including all CVS pharmacies, libraries, and health clubs. For more information, you can also visit our website at thebesttimes.com.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone. 7:52, traffic and weather for you right now.
Traffic.
Good morning. Traffic still busy coming down Bill Morris right now, getting on to 240 as a wrap up that wreck there at Hacks Crossroad at State Line Road. It did have some injuries from what we understand. Traffic still busy right now coming down I-40 westbound here at Covington Pike. Just busy in the normal spots out here for this time of the morning. Hey, when it comes to jewelry, nobody treats you better than Weimer's Jewelry. They're located 7525 Highway 64. That's Weimer's Jewelry. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What's the weather like today?
Weather now.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Temperatures continuing to climb. Under the sunshine, we'll see a high in the upper 80s today. Winds will be light. We warm into the low and mid-90s heading into the weekend with increasing rain chances. Cars, trucks, or vans, oil changes, tires to tune-ups. Visit Magnolia Tire Pros. They're in Horn Lake, Mississippi on Goodman Road West. I'm News Channel 3 weather expert Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
And right now at the Mighty 990, it's 71 and sunny. Joining us on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line is a good friend of this program, Joe T. Joe Thorderson from KWAM Weekend, host of Tool Talk Radio and Nerds of Wisdom. Joe T., good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Robin? Good to talk.
Wow, busy show today, lots of callers. What do you have coming up for us this Father's Day weekend?
Okay, well, funny you mentioned that. We're going to do Father's Day home improvement trials and tragedies. How's that? It's going to be if you're a father, or if your father has ever done a notable home improvement project, we want you to call in and tell us all about it. And to be honest, the projects that fail are also pretty funny too. We'd like to hear those.
Yeah, I can't wait for that, right? I mean, sometimes dad is really handy and sometimes dad is not really handy.
Yeah, exactly. But we all love them. And so, but, you know, and if you're a father and you've done something very, very cool or maybe very embarrassing trying to make your home better, we want to hear from you. So, and I've got plenty of stories myself, too, that I'm going to divulge. How's that?
I love that. What's coming up on Nerds of Wisdom?
Well, we missed our conversation last week, Robin. So what I'm going to actually, I wanted to direct, we're still laying out Nerds of Wisdom, but I wanted to direct people to our podcast from last week because I was eager to talk to you about this. We had a pretty in-depth discussion about the Flintstones. There's a theory that there's a fan theory that the Flintstones are not a Stone Age family, but are in fact a post-apocalyptic family. What do you think of that, Robin?
Wow. I had the Wilma all. I had the sound for you. We'll have to hit that next week at this same time we're out of time. But, you know, everyone, check out Joe Thorderson Show, host of Tool Talk Radio and Nerds of Wisdom. I wanted to wish you, sir, a very happy Father's Day. And we can't wait to hear what's going on in your household and some of your stories over the years.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to get ugly, Robin. Be ready. So,
all right, everybody, check out Joe T's two shows, host of Tool Talk Radio and Nerds of Wisdom. Thanks so much, Joe T. We'll see you back here next week at this same time.
Thanks, Robin. Talk to you soon.
All right. Happy Father's Day to you. We are going to have a big Father's Day show tomorrow. We're going to have my dad on the show. He just celebrated his 85th birthday. Dr. Norman Walensky, better known as Dr. Norm, Todd Starnes has met him in my parents in the elevator. We were all at Mardi Gras a few years ago. We can share that story tomorrow. Also, Grace Baker, our ace reporter here at the Mighty 990 on KWAM, her dad coming on. Can't wait to talk to him. He's also a big news guy like I am and my dad. I think we should get our dads together here at 7:57 in the morning. On the Mighty 990 Facebook page, there are reports that hundreds of Atlanta police officers may walk off the job again today, calling out as they did last night with the blue flu. Do you support the blue flu? This is, of course, in light of the fact that the prosecutor over in Atlanta charging the white police officer with 11 counts, including felony murder. Is this an overcharge, or did the prosecutor get it right in the death of Rayshard Brooks at the Wendy's in Atlanta? David checking in. They need to walk off the job, the police officers across the country. Kenny, yes, until the mayor and prosecutor in Atlanta resign, the police should refuse to work. Sandy checking in with us on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. Yes, I support our police. I support law and order. A retired police officer, David from Dallas, checking in the 6 a.m. hour. You must hear the call on the podcast. It will be up for you in a matter of minutes if you're just joining this show. The 6 a.m. hour, David from Dallas, retired police officer there. Law enforcement says that Rayshard Brooks became a felon when he refused to be arrested, and tackled the police officers and took the taser. That he was the felon, not the officer. Again, you have to hear the call. Andrea checking in. I support the blue flu. The conversation continues on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. We will be back here tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 8. talking about all of this, all of your news nuggets, the audio, and a big Father's Day show as we salute Dad. Have a great day, everyone. I'm your host, Robin Walensky. I will see you tomorrow, 6 a.m. sharp, right here on Mighty 990.